Good morning, people. This is your cosmic curator, Tom Yaroshuk, with a look at the stars for today, Saturday, October 12th, and the week ahead. Well, folks, if we've learned anything from history, it is that things can change in an instant and in a very big way. We know what happened on this day in 1492, right? Well, the world was never the same after Columbus set foot here. And there are other dates where our lives and those of the people we love undergo a big change in an instant. Well, this could be a week to remember. We're coming off the solar eclipse with its faded endings and beginnings, and today the moon is in Capricorn, the cardinal Earth sign, and it's hemmed between two planets, Pluto and Saturn. That's not really good for the energies of the moon. Pluto is the planet that intensifies whatever it touches and transforms it. And Saturn is the planet of karma. Saturn puts the pressure on until things that need to change, change. And it's never the easy way. So that means that today's moon doesn't feel very warm and fuzzy and emotional. It's burdened. Capricorn moons are already serious in summer to begin with, and often imagine, well, if they get into a spate of negative thinking, the worst possible outcomes. Well, stop it. Put some music on, sing in the shower, and dance in the kitchen. Or just do what dogs do when a storm hits, hide under the bed. And it gets more intense. The moon goes full on Thursday, or as they say in Ireland, Thursday. And it's a doozy, folks. This full moon is on the cardinal axis of the Aries and Libra tide. Now, the moon in Aries is the warrior, and the sun in Libra is the diplomat. Now, whenever we have a full moon on a cardinal axis like this one, tides surge to their seasonal high, and so do emotions. Now, often, and I say this with trepidation, the Aries-Libra axis full moon is often one of the most violent full moons of the year. Now, to add to that, it forms a T-square with Pluto. Now, Pluto intensifies the energies of an already intense full moon, making it one marked with transformation. So this is a full moon of transformation. Are you sick of that? Oh, if only things could stay the same, but they can't. Now, a T-square sends the energy to the sign where there is an empty space because nature abhors a vacuum. In this case, the empty space is the sign of Cancer. That means that wherever Cancer is in your chart, you will feel a tsunami of energy, and your job is to balance it, or else lose your mind. We all need to balance our head with our heart, our aggression with not being walked all over. And that's what's up. It's building all week and climaxes early Thursday. Well, if you remember one thing from this pitch, it's that we need emotional balance this week. And you'll know you need it when your patient runs out faster than usual or you just can't get your chin up off the floor. Now, by next Saturday, the moon transits Taurus. And Taurus is normally the moon's comfy place. But Taurus is really rattled by Uranus, the great disruptor. So the moon won't be the same moon. It'll be more electric than stable. Now, elsewhere in the zodiac, Jupiter is retrograde. And Jupiter is a planet of hope, optimism, and luck. When Jupiter retrogrades, it can feel like you just can't catch a break, like your luck has run out. It can drain the normal quotient of optimism into one of just dire negativity. And don't we all need more optimism these days? Now, Mars is in Gemini. Mars is the planet of the warrior, and Gemini is the communications of the zodiac. Now, when Mars gets into Gemini, there's a lot of fighting with words, lots of angry words, threats, and nasty language. That's what can happen when the Martian energy enters this really placid sign of communication. Diplomats will be challenged to find euphemisms for the most horrible actions of our times. It's no wonder Mark Twain said that the more he knew about people, the more he liked dogs. Oh, it's amazing what we say to each other and then what happens after that. Now, in summation, this week may not see the arrival of aliens from outer space or a zombie apocalypse, but the emotional energy of the week is going to be high, very high, and something's going to happen. Well, that's it for this edition of The Cosmic Curator. And remember the cosmic disclaimer. It's the wise person who rules their stars and a fool who is ruled by them. See you next week right here on WERU 89.9 FM or streaming around the globe at WERU.org. That's it for now. Over and out.